All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner, because it's not Uncanny Valley, nor is it Hentai. This is Three Kingdom Story Canusia. I got this from GOG, and it's an alternative to the Uncanny Valley games and the Hentai games, but it is an adult game. And it's got a very big story. I actually bought the second one, which is the Bonds... I think it's Bond Maids or something like that. Anyway, we'll be playing that if you guys like this enough to let me, you know, keep going. But, yeah. So, this is DRM-free on GOG right now. You can pick it up as well as the Bonds Maids one. And this also has been reworked. I actually had to pay extra for the rework. Now, the interesting thing about this game is you don't have to pay for the original. Right. But here's the catch. If you buy Bonds Maids and you get the original game free, you still have to pay $5 for the rework, which adds new stuff to the original game, which I don't know why you wouldn't want. So you have that, and both DLCs are free. They're only about a megabyte apiece, so they're probably just unlockers. But there's that, of course, and then I think there's a Bonds Maids DLC, which is like $3 and something. And that was pretty much all I saw. I think there might have been something for 99 cents, but that's pretty much it. So you're getting the whole series for about maybe $15, which isn't too bad. I don't know how long these are, but I know they have a fantasy element, so this is gonna be, you know, kingdoms and warriors and things like that. So hopefully it'll be interesting. Now it does apparently have some gay themes in some areas. There might be some gay lesbian themes. I haven't seen any, but you know, if we get to that, obviously, you know, we'll do what we do. I mean, just, I don't know, turn your head or skip the video or something. But yeah, we're gonna go ahead through it, and hopefully we'll enjoy this story. Welcome to the Interface Guide. Okay. This guide will show you the meanings and uses of the various icons on screen. Okay, now first off, text speed, auto speed. Nope. Okay, gotta deal with small text. Yes, please. These blue lights indicate the time of day, broken up into morning, afternoon, and night. Okay. It's clear. The center shows the current weather. Oh, look how he spells center. Some encounters in the game are weather dependent. Really? The yellow icon shows the days of the week. One dot is Monday, two dots are Tuesday. Let's make sure I'm recording. Yeah, I am. It's clear. The icon shows the current level of the castle's magical defenses. The lower they are, the more likely the castle is to be attacked, and the more successful that the attack is likely to be. Uh-oh. So I gotta defend the castle too? If the castle's defense strength reaches zero, the castle will be overrun. The indicator shows your current corruption level. As you progress through the game, it may become harder and harder to keep your soul pure. This will affect how both good and evil beings see and interact with you. Wow, this is deep. Your current money in Canusian coin. Your current location, hall, tower, tavern, it's clear. Your inventory, okay, I see that, mm-hmm. Task journal. Keep checking. New opportunities and missions will be added throughout the game. Put your journal there. When there is a new log entry, a red circle will appear in the icon. Okay, I see it. Very important to go through this. This icon toggles access between characters and locations. Okay. Using these, you can move to different locations or interact with characters directly. Okay. Ah, I see. If the locations or characters cannot be interacted with, they will be locked out. Return later to see if they are then available. Some locations have context-specific actions. The icons for performing these actions are always in the lower right corner. Okay, like it'll say sleep, work. Compass, present only in the catacombs, provides movement between locations by clicking on the arrows of corresponding directions. Okay. These arrows appear and disappear depending on available locations. This is kind of like an adventure game. It's an adult adventure game. It's cool. Not many exist. Or I might be wrong. It's clear. Access to points of interest and characters in the catacombs is organized using these icons. It's clear. If you have further questions, check the guide and the forums. Okay. You could speak or leave. Princess, niece and only relative of King Rodisir the whatever the fuck, claiming the throne after his loss. Well, that would be what, the 19th? She is in difficulty since the magicians died in a recent battle with the powers of darkness. Priests claim the throne and the army is near to the revolt, due to a lack of money for a salary. Hello, hero. We had no time to talk yesterday. This attempt on my life completely caught me out, so I never learned your name and where you arrived from. My name is Tim Jin-un. I came from far away. My country is called North Boria. But you, your highness, can call me simply a hero. Surely I'll ask our bards to make up songs about you, a hero from a mysterious country who was not afraid to engage in an unequal battle with the kidnappers. It's in your memory. The sound of a woman's muttering woke you up in the forest. You noticed three men carrying a woman with a gag in her mouth. You found them as professional spy moves, but the rush did not allow them to notice you. Oh shit, how do I backlog? Okay, here we are. Checked up on the situation, you decided to take the prey. You waded through the forest for some weeks, hiding from prying eyes. And food in the bags of these men, gold in purses, and a girl promised short benefits that you were cut from. Tearing a scroll of silence, you took a crossbow and some daggers and hit the bandits in the back. The combat was fleeting. Wiping daggers, you took the gag off the girl. You didn't even start pillage, and you heard dogs barking and people screaming. The girl was happy, so you got that it was just a mistake, and you lost a priceless scroll. Don't mention it. Anyone can do it. And thanks for your hospitality. What's wrong? Why are people so nervous in the fortress? You see the princess thinking as if deciding what to tell you. She is sad, her eyes are full of tears, but your gut tells you that it's just a masquerade. My uncle, ruler of Canusia, was abducted a month ago. I must mount the throne. The ruler must be reckoned alive in such a situation for 100 days. Then successor should take his place, man or woman, doesn't matter. Do you call for the throne? Somebody says that there's the more useful nominees. Obviously, English is not his first language. That's okay. If anybody needs me to kind of translate this, let me know, because I will actually read through it in my head and just go back and give you what it's supposed to be. So somebody says that they're the more useful nominees. I'm on your side, princess, and if you need my help... The princess nods and stops your speech with a gesture of her hand. That's not the end. 2 weeks ago, the Dark Forces broke through the seal of Beryl and burst their fetters. A horrific battle broke forth and we lost all our army and outcasts. They're saving their strength, then attack us again. We have nothing to set against them. The only hope is that Carpenter is on track to cope with spells. Carpenter, is he a court wizard? He's a con man who graduated from the academy 20 years ago and isn't clear why he chose to specialize in Taramil, the ancient language of magicians that no one uses. During the last battle, Carpenter bug out from the battlefield. I might behead him in order to teach others, but under such circumstances, we cannot survive without him. Do me a favor. Go to him, the prison. Check what's going on there. Maybe he needs something. Guard waits for you, and... After Dark Forces attack, most of the castle is destroyed. Only possibility to provide you a place to stay is to use one of the cells in the prison. I gave orders to refit it for you, so please stay with us for a while. Here, take a compass. It will help you navigate better, but it only works in the fortress. I'll be done. Added a compass to the navigation bar. You write down the princess's request to your journal. At first, while you have not yet met the guests of the fortress, this information will help you to orientate yourself correctly. Prologue and imprisoned sorcerer. It seems the princess needs help. You have an opportunity to communicate to the great ladies before and never left yourself... Let's try that again. Never felt yourself so favored. The princess is so fresh and was so nice to you that her words about critical situations or the castle's residents and the whole city didn't allow you to make only a decision which can be considered as the right one to escape. The princess asked you to talk to a guard and to help Carpenter in the prison. Escaping from your past, you headed to the south through Canusia. You are lucky to save a girl accidentally who appeared to be a princess. You've been accompanied to a castle, so you have to find out what rulers of this kingdom want from you. Or what the rulers, rather, of this kingdom want from you. It makes sense to talk to the princess. The princess asks you to help a sorcerer in the prison. Oh, we hit back. Okay. Oh, we have different areas. I'm in the prison now. And talk to the guard. A soldier who took a bolt which was shot at Warlord. So enjoys his confidence. Guards the entrance to the catacombs and secret passages. Hello, soldier. Hello, hero, I've heard of you. What do you do here? I guard entrance to the catacombs. Its dark forces try to shoot a way out from the catacombs. I have to raise alarm when they start. Oof. What catacombs are you talking about? It's an underground city with countless streets, corridors, bridges, and buildings. Though most passages are bewitched, it's easy to lose your way there. There's madness aura also. Normal men cannot be there for a long time, they just lose their mind. A barrel seal defends the entrance to the catacombs. It doesn't let madness come out from there, and the dark forces must break the seal in order to get to the castle. Seal? Some kind of symbol? Not really. Several meters of rock of beryl. Evil creatures cannot bear beryl. Even approaching this mineral causes pain. Moreover, this stone is bewitched. There was no problems before, but last year's dark forces gained a power and have a shot at attacking us. I see. You have a responsible mission. Yes, although these guys became 100 times more powerful, they haven't become 100 times smarter. They attack like clockwork every Monday morning. What about that guy in his cell? Carpenter? Battle mage who participated in the last battle, and the only one of mages who survived. I have an order to see after him to prevent escape. How can I restrain him from escaping? The warlord loses his marbles. Generally, I just goof around all day long looking at this freaking secret passages. What secret passages? This is the old part of the castle. No one has a map of this part of the castle. We just closed them after the cook's helper disappeared there. When I mixed up the door of the storeroom. I have to watch if attack has started from there as well. If an attack comes from there as well. Man, I need to edit this game. I could scout that part of the castle. Will you allow me to go there? Sure, but you'll need a torch. I could sell you one or two. Good. Well, there's the prisoner. Wizard who bugged out the battlefield in time of the last battle. He was kept alive, as there were no wizards left in the castle. Old man is tinkering around with books. You get the impression that this man sees books as a second time in his life. You set out to speak with him. Hello? Greetings, friend. That's strange to see a masked guy under a lock and surrounded by a pile of books. Where are you? I'm pulling the kingdom's butt out of the fire. And they locked you up so that you couldn't get lost on accident? Yep, they keep watch and ward me. Didn't you probably meet my bodyguard in the counter? I heard that... In the counter? Or in the corridor? Hold on. Corridor, not counter. Corridor. I heard that all the prisoners were up in arms at the time of assault on the town. Promised them freedom. Huh? I heard that all the prisoners were up in arms in a time of the assault on the town, and they were promised their freedom if they survived. But you aren't dead in here. But you aren't dead in here. Right. This is confusing enough. Let me read this proper. I heard that all the prisoners were up in arms at a time of the assault on the town, and they were promised their freedom if they survived. But you aren't dead in here. Now it's much safer here than anywhere else. If I had a choice where to wait for the attack, I would stay in the monastery. Nearly that anybody will slip into the bishop's residence. What? Here's no safe places, just nearly ones. Uh-huh. And bishop is on the deathbed, and it's not clear yet he gets over it or not. What are you talking about? I saw him in the square yesterday. He is bishop as the likes of me as princess. Huh? They don't want to push the panic, so they put out that scarecrow. Who's so nut that attacked the master of the magic of life? Dunno. Holy shit, okay, I'm off. Wait, if you mooch about, I need hollowed paper and gems. Bring them and I'll pay back. Okay, Dada, I'll see what can be done. Huh? I don't know what the hell was said. The princess asked you to help. Okay, Carpenter, the sorcerer in the prison, asked you to look for gems. Why he needs them and where to look. There are more questions than answers. I want to go to the secret passages. Do you have a torch? Sell me a torch, mate. It costs 5 coins. I'll buy one. You now have a torch. You go to the secret passages. The torch in your hand barely resists the stunning flood of light from the magical fire of the torches set against the bas reliefs on the walls. You are sorry for the spent money, but you perfectly understand that you still have to buy torches from the guard. Money opens doors, but those same doors can close quickly once you decide that you are the exception to the law of motivating people who don't owe you anything. You found a dead man dressed like a cook. He held something in hand. You picked Scroll Rachel up. You found a map where castle's chambers marked and ways to reach them. It was not easy to reach first chamber. You passed several forks and active traps. This is the princess's room. A bas relief is embedded in the wall. You can see that a mirror is built into the wall behind the bas relief, and the bas relief itself is easily pushed aside. You have already heard about such mirrors. The person looking out of the room will not see you. It seems that the cook liked to spy upon the princess. The fact that it was the Rachel scroll which has been found in a corpse makes things clear that the cook has been received as what? The cook has been received interesting pictures. Huh. Watch princess's bedroom, watch noble room, watch tower, leave. Princess's chamber. It's better to check other chambers before nose into here. It's better to check other chambers before nose into here. You get through the secret passages and reach chambers where priests are located. Priests discuss decisions which are far from spiritual truths. They discuss who will own the princess after Dahl mounts the throne. It's too dangerous to attack now. You decided not to spend time on the priests. I'd like to descend into the catacombs. Okay, if you become zombie, Barrel Seal won't let you come back. You go downstairs and see a skeleton on the ground. You are passing the body. We're not touching the dead man. You completely lose your bearings. Completely lose your bearings. You gotta get better bearings, mate. You completely lose your bearings. You descend into the catacombs. It's a place where you can find the gem's existence here. It makes sense to start looking in this underground city. Good gravy. You completely lose your bearings. You completely lose your bearings. Your bearings are gone. So much for your bearings. You completely lose your bearings. You completely lose your bearings. Well, I can't go anywhere because I lose my bearings. What the hell is going on? Do you sell anything? Depends on who asks. I saved the princess yesterday. I can sell magic stuff against the madness. It's senseless to go down without protective gear, but be careful, they work not long. More expensive the thing, longer it protects you. Be careful, choose the shortest path down there. How much money have I got? Oh, well, use a protective ring. You put protective ring on. Ring protects you from going out of mind. If you go out of mind, amulet brings you to entrance, even a swoon. Come when you have money. No way you go down the catacombs without amulets, hero. I go down to catacomb. You must take ring. You go down catacomb with ring. Okay. Okay. So we go east. We go south. And then we go over here. Gold mine. You have started to dig the mine. You recovered 18 gold coins. Gold mine. You have started to dig the mold. You recovered 18 coins. You started to dig the mine. You got more money. Get out of this place. Okay, so now. You completely lose your bearings. You decided to pass the time in your cell. You put protective ring on. Completely lose your bearings. You completely lose your bearings. You completely lose your bearings. If this is the game, I'm gonna hate this. Then you gotta go back. Nothing I can do in there. You marked the location of the fountain on your map. Now you can get to this place from the entrance to the catacombs. You started to dig into the core trying to find something. Looks like few people got here. You found a diamond. Found chrysolite. Diamond. Topaz. Ruby. You completely lose your bearings. But found a mine at level 2 of the catacombs. Now you can supply Carpenter with the gems. Make sure to discuss it with him. Oh, you could go back. Okay, that's kind of cool how that works. I found gems on the second level of the catacombs. What do you think of it? Is it what you need? The carpenter examines the gems at light and utter disbelief. It's them, hero. I can craft protective scrolls against dark forces. Yes, these gems cost a lot, but magic is expensive and deadly effective. You said no words, but they're not needed, as you both understand that the castle's fate depends on the quantity of the gems that you're able to bring. Door of the tower is closed. You can hear voices, but can't recognize anything. Okay. The tavern is closed at night. There's nothing going on in the tavern. It's too late at night. I need to be sleeping. You pay for a night. There's still some free rooms, luckily. It's stormy. Too dangerous to go outside. Tally, owner of the tavern, taken from his old mother who's blind and supported by Tally now. Hello, innkeeper. Hello, dear. How's it going? Very bad, master. No clients. Tavern requires a large sum of maintenance money every month. We need firewood in order to avoid being killed by frost. It's damn cold. My mother won't survive without Ingle. I fired last waitress and served by myself. Still, there are no clients and people have no money. We barely make ends meet. Think I can make some extra cash. I could pay if you help to guard the tavern. Also, I'm looking for a girl who can clean the floor. However much I wanted to wave it away, I cannot do everything. You satisfied your hunger. Pangs of conscience don't disturb you so much now. Curse value is decreased. Curse value? Oh. You grab a few glasses of beer and make yourself comfortable around the table in the corner. There are several freeloaders appearing around your table within short order, and they're ready to drug you. Eh? And they're ready to drink even an acid, if it's for free. According to rules of decorum, they have to blab on and on about everything as if it's a payment for generosity of one who set up the party. You heard a great deal of gossip, probably making sense to analyze received information before reporting to the priest. You received 10 coins invoice. You decide to keep it. The masked wizard is not a suck egg. You feel his power. It's better not to quarrel with him. It makes sense to discuss him with the warlord. Oh, what? Hold on. Carpenter confirmed possibility to use gems from the mine at level 2 of the catacombs. Now you can ask Carpenter to craft magic scrolls. Go for it. The castle is in danger. Where am I? Nothing is here. Some blood. It's the noble bedroom. There's nothing there. We had a little bit of a bug. All right. What can be done with these gems? Let me have a look. Sacred paper, coal, and sweet coral ruin. Mystic Scroll of Weakness, Isar. Carpenter binded it to the seal of barrel. Creatures who attack the seal will be strongly weakened. Magic Scroll Protection. Replenishes and reinforces barrel seals. Scroll of Knowledge gives comprehensive information on people and things. Use. Scroll of Intelligence used. Okay. Provides protection against undead. Don't know. Magical Scroll of Weakness. Carpenter binds it. Okay. Copies on paper what the reader sees in front of him. Okay. I'd like to descend into the catacombs. You completely lose your bearings. I have no fucking money. You put protective ring on. It is an adult game, but I haven't seen a lot of adult stuff, have you? actually kind of bored. I craft a bunch of gems. I lose my bearings. I have no idea where to go or what to do. Feels like you need a walkthrough for this game. Like, seriously. It's a little confusing. You can't go in either of those rooms. Nobody's there. You don't have enough money. Here. Meet our warlord, hero. Warlord, the head of Castles Harrison, loyal to the crown and the princess. It's not much known about him. Hero, how's the morning? Settling into the fortress. My regards. I heard that the bishop has health problems. Do you know anything about it? Who said that? I talked to Carpenter. Health problems is underestimation, but health problems is underestimating it, but he will survive. How come the master of health magic can let somebody reach him? Or is it just a fairy tale about the great power of the mages and the higher level? It is not a fairy tale, and Bishop suspected something. 4 days before assassination attempt, they started transporting the silver and emeralds from all over the city to the convent. Monks started holding services 24 hours straight, and they even used candles in every corner, which are very expensive now. Oh, hold on. It appeared that the bishop slept in obsidian armor with a dead body in his bed. The creature just fell out from the mirror at night, but couldn't resist and started eating the enchanted dead body. Bishop was about to get away from the cell, but at the time the assassins came in and a fireball about the size of a bull flew in from the window. Yeah, the situation is tricky. Unlikely few assassins were a problem. But the noise draw attention of the creature. It walked out of trance and brought back to memory why it arrived. Ill luck. That depends. The bishop was quite lucky that the fireball headed to his bed and struck the creature, but not him. Also, one of the assassins had cursed Stiletto, forbidden by the way all around the kingdom. Bishop lost an eye, legs, and all fingers as the left hand, but for master of help magic, it is not lethal. But cursed weapon obeys not to mortal people. It can be used only by archmages and bishops of the church. You want to say that Bishop told lies and had Stiletto from the beginning, ready to speak for prosecution in front of high military court against the bishop? I am not that stupid to go against church. I am ready to give testimony. Where should I go? You probably get killed if you do that. Let's forget about this conversation then. He knows, okay. Can't talk to him at all. Warlord told about an attempt on the bishop. Nice opportunity to discuss with him, priest and carpenter. Okay. Carpenter is tinkering around some books and not paying attention to you. Anger and determination revealed in his moves. Oh, shit. He don't want to talk to me anyway. Looks like I can't leave during the day. Well, they said I couldn't leave because of the storm. It's a storm outside. And I can't go anywhere either. What do you think of the others? Who are you interested in? Why is one criminal caught at your interest? He passed through books in his cell, doesn't look like a mage. What does he do? He tries to survive. The situation is so that the dark forces battle through from the catacombs and the prison is the first place that they reach. Carpenter will die first if something goes wrong. Does he look for something in the books in order to prevent dark forces to break away? Carpenter is the last mage that survived in the kingdom who reads in Tarmeel, ancient language of mages. We have pretty much enough scrolls and spells in Tarmeel. This is the real chance to save the kingdom. But why did you decide to use these scrolls just now? Tarmeel is very complicated, and ancient mages destroyed half the kingdom before understanding all the details. Nobody dared to use the knowledge, and later they were forgotten. During the last battle, we lost all the mages of the kingdom. Traditional magic is not complicated, but we simply do not have anybody to do it, so Carpenter's knowledge is much needed. Any more questions? Why do you call Carpenter a criminal? During the last battle, the Keymaster trusted Carpenter to be his assistant, to cast secondary supportive spells. Carpenter just ran away from the battlefield. If he didn't know Tarmeel, he would already be executed. Who is the Keymaster? He is Forsaken, one of the 7 Forsaken superior mages of the kingdom. All of them are dead. The Keymaster has disappeared. Seems he chose the wrong assistant. Forsaken make mistakes rarely seldom, hero. Priest Dahl appeared in castle with his monks and occupied several rooms. After the princess has disappeared, Dahl declared himself as the throne support and hope. He doesn't seem like an altruist. Practically, he just spoils the reputation of the princess. Several men tried to stop him and nobody knows what happened to him. They can't do much now. The army is defeated together with mages during the last battle. These bastards stayed out from the battle and now constitute power. What happened if some priest disappear in the castle? Warlord looks at you. It's difficult to say what he thinks about, but his eyes shine with fire. Princess and I personally would be very grateful to the man who brings these sad news. Priest Dahl, head of the priest's order, carrying significant authority in town. After the rightful king's disappearance, he's been aspiring to take the throne. He's the princess's adversary. Hello, hero. I've heard of you. Your name's being chanted throughout the town, dammit. How do you do, Holy Father? Holy Father, do I look like one of those obsequious and infirm hypocrites? No, you're mistaken. Priests are in favor of our forefathers' true faith, and our gods weren't milksops. Apparently, you're the one that brings the true faith on a sword's edge, aren't you? Exactly. And we've already earned a reputation. What is left is to... The priest swallows his words. He's excited and has nearly said too much. Would you like to have a walk around the town? Gladly. And who do I want there? Our reputation is at risk. Someone penetrated into our vaults and fleeced the money out of the deceased. What did the deceased need money for? At the burial, relatives leave the body and money to us. Some of the money is taken by priests and some is wrapped with the deceased. It's needed for the soul to be able to pay for the ferryman for carriage across the rivers of death to Valhalla, where everyone's given 10,000 virgins. What? What's your faith called again? Don't jump to conclusions. 10,000 virgins are only given for a week. After that, new ones come. However, for those who regularly donated to priests during their earthly life, it is possible to stop the time and try all of them. That's eternity raised to the power of eternity. What? In case someone in town finds out if their relatives were left without money, and virgins. A revolt will break out. Therefore, I'm trying to find the criminals by myself and can't get the fortress specialists involved. If you help me, I'll perform a special ritual and all the lights of our heaven will open up for you. And if you wish to go there earlier, we'll be able to. What if I bring other people who would donate for a charitable need? Deed. You show interest and see dedicated determination written all over the priest's face. Obviously, he hasn't had such a sympathetic listener. For every person involved who donated more than 10 coins, you'll have one additional virgin on your account. If that person involves somebody else, half of donation is counted as yours. Once in a blue moon, we have high rates. When all the donations are counted at double the normal rate. A special discount foreseen for unemployed needy. Good news, priest. I will look for adepts. Or adepts, rather. Not adepts. Did you manage to learn anything? No one knows that someone has raided the tombs. But there's some talk that this winter is rather inclement, and a lot of lads are ready to commit a crime for a pittance to survive. That's nothing new, chap. Keep on digging, and don't forget about the virgins. It seemed to you for a moment that priests believed in them himself. If a person is told over and over again that our world is flat, but say round, not flat, but say round, they'll believe in this. How much time did the priest spend proving the faith viewpoint of his order? The first one to be convinced must have been him. Okay, somebody robbed the charnel vault of priests. Priest Dahl needs a hand to find criminals who robbed the order. Dahl cannot involve local specialists. He doesn't want to be publicly available. He doesn't want the situation to be publicly available. If you want to help him, it'll make sense to start checking rumors in a tavern. Not be so easy to find who robbed the order. What is clear is that there's lots of criminals in the city who'll do everything to get some money. Priest is just a bigot. The guy's a problem with insane criminals who robbed the sepulchres. Priest teaches a girl from the tower, Violet, you have a reason to visit her. Now do I now? Maybe we might get something going, guys. No? There's a woman here. Violet, princess's friend, acts in the best interest of the throne, deals with Priest Dahl, trying to get sensitive information about him to remove the princess from under the gun. Hi, hero. Hello, I'm just looking around. I'm glad you visited me. The princess already told me about you. You have a brave heart, and every girl dreams of such a cavalier. Nothing special, I did my duty and I've protected the girl. You are unboastful on top of that. Men like you are always much in demand, so be careful with Firefly and Elsa, and they will take you in hand fast. Violet looks at you curiously. You decide to change the topic. What do you do in the castle? I try to solve a mystery of the Order's teachings, study their writings, and read with Priest Dahl. We look for any opportunity to stand against dark forces now. Does she get the virgins too? I don't think she'd like them. Women don't tend to like men that don't have any experience. Priest Dahl doesn't look like an ally of the princess. Does Priest Dahl train you? Common problem joined us. Joining us. Internecine quarreling paled into insignificance. Please do not consider priest as an enemy. Seems Violet is under the influence of the priest. Have you spoke to everyone yet? Go speak to Firefly. She's in the noble room. I don't see anybody. Hello? She's in the noble room. No, she's not. She's not in the noble room, lady. You're crazy. I went into the noble room. And she is not there. I am in noble room now. Where are you, lady? I see no woman at all. I see candlestick and bed and dresser and wall and curtains and pillows. I'm tired, but I can't sleep here. Violet, the girl who helps the priest. She has nothing in common with the Order. She mentioned Elsa and Firefly. It's worth to meet them. Yeah, I'll bet. But I do not see them. What is this witchcraft you tell me they're there and they're not? We have no leads at all. We need to work harder. You gotta speak to him. Old warrior looks at you. We're holding on for now, hero. What do you think of others? You interested in? Oh, don't think anyone. Okay. Couple of news and then we'll talk. Well, there's absolutely nothing to do at all. And I only have 9 gold, so there's really not much I can do there. Maybe I could talk to this guy now. Nope. How's it going? Found anything there? Nope. You have lost your bearings. Okay, so there's nobody there. Nobody in there still. I'm in the noble room. Wash the floor. You earn 10 coins. It's better that the princess won't realize what you do over here. You know how much money I need to explore the caverns? Lots. I'm gonna be washing the shit out of these floors. Here you go, 10 coins. That guard, man, he's fucking wealthy as shit. Time for bed again. Oh, he don't care. Okay, now everybody's awake. Have you spoken to the time it's against us? She's not there. She's in the noble room. I've been in the noble room. There's nobody there. I know there's another place I can go, though. No. Watch. All right. There's one thing I can do, guys, that I forgot about. And you probably, guys are probably going to remind me of it. Secret passages. You go. Okay. Rest of the attack. Unsheathing his sword, you're ready to jump. Last moment, you spot a crossbowman on guard. Whatever he keeps in mind, it's highly unlikely he considered to drop the guard down, even the castle with helpless princess and nobles. It's tantamount to suicide to attack such conditions. Security awareness of the sky saved life of these people today. The princess's chamber. You not look up from her. It is an exclusive performance. Hold on. You see the princess in front of the mirror. She examines her body. You cannot look up from her. It is an exclusive performance. A number of people would pay lots of money in order to be able to look at her. She is perfect. You can make a lot of money from it. Well, there's the titty you got. Noble's bedroom. There's nothing there. There's nothing there in the tower. Oh! Not for that. That's exactly why the princess makes much of your contribution to the castle's defense and think of bestowing a title of nobility on thinking of bestowing a title of nobility on you after the war. She asked me to tell you that. Violet talks to the old man, and scarcely it's a good time to poke in your nose into their business. Damaging information. You found a way to sneak peek at the castle's residence. You've seen the princess naked, and it seems you're able to sneak peek at others. You can use this opportunity to get profit from it. It makes sense to talk to the guard. What do you do, describe her? Well, you see, she had one titty. Oh, what did it look like? What color was the nipple? Like, that's literally what I'm thinking is gonna happen here. It's possible to spy. Look, it's possible to spy on the castle's habitants. Inhabitants, rather. Are you serious? We have to report to the princess. I saw her naked. Do you want to watch? Guard stared at you with surprise. Could we make money out of this? What do you think? I can invite guys with the barracks. These guys will hold their tongue. We can invite merchants as well. They have money. Well, now we're talking here. They will pay a lot to see the princess naked. Now, most certainly. How much money can we make? It makes sense to ask for 25 coins. I will get my part by selling torches for bloated prices as you do. Then you find guys and I will accompany them. Okay. Guard is a good guy. You agreed to accompany merchants to secret passages to sneak peek at the princess at night. The merchants will pay liberally to you. The guard will earn money by selling torches. You can try to make a picture of naked princess by using copy scroll reshell. Perverts spare no expense. Oh, can I now? Well, I've got 14 gold. Let's have some fun, shall we? I shall make the world's first pornography! Well, I probably not. If they have, like, copy scrolls, I'm pretty sure they've used them before, but... Torches cost 20 coins. 20 coins? You did raise the price! Okay. But it's not letting me, like, the Rachel, because I have a copy scroll. Like, see, we've seen this. Leave. It is an interesting game. But I don't know, guys. If you're interested in this and want me to somehow continue, like, watch it, like the video, give me a comment, let me know, hey, Graham, this was good. I'm kind of curious. Graham, this is boring as hell. It was hard for me to understand. Just let me know, because I did pay for this, and I'm on the fence. It's not as great as I thought it was going to be, and it looks more interesting. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I will be out for Grimm's Adult Games Corner and Three Kingdoms Story Canusia. We'll see you next time.